Q-Day, everyone. Q-Day, Q-Day. Hello.
Happy welcome Q-Day, everybody.
Welcome to the
Connecting
Kelly.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm going to introduce you in just two brief moments. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show, where we connect, collaborate, and create together. If it's change we seek, y'all, let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me. And I want to start with, because music has been such an integral part of my awakening process, my self-discovery journey, moving forward with the show, I'll be starting each show by highlighting lyrics from what I'm calling breadcrumb bands. Say that three times fast, breadcrumb bands. I want to bring attention to the bands or solo artists that I feel are conscious beings who leave clues for us in their songwriting. It's been so helpful for me. So some have been dropping, you know, hints for decades. And I encourage you to tune in and listen to their music and their harmonics. So here's the first one. Here's the first breadcrumb band. It's from a band called Collective Soul. And the clue might be in the name there. the song is called Simple. And the lyrics go like this. Ease your troubled mind. Let love seek. Let love find. It's simple. Ease your weary soul. Let love lead. Let love flow. It's simple. Love is all that we should show. So that is the first breadcrumb band. Thank you, Collective Soul. You've been integral in my awakening process. I want to give a big thank you to BBS Radio, Don, Doug, Mr. T, the whole BBS team for making the radio magic happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all my subscribers. Please consider subscribing. It's how we keep this creation train rolling and how we will keep track of and connect with each other as we move forward. And for all the love donations I've received, this show is a labor of love. And your support helps me keep on trucking. All of you listening now or in the future, I just want to point out that you can find all my shows archived at the bottom of my BBS program page. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. I have two very special guests today, Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. They have their own BBS radio show called Down and Dirty. Their show is every other Sunday at 4 p.m. Central. You can find them on bbsradio.com/downanddirty, where they do a deep dive into the art of organic gardening, sustainable living, the magic of herbs and spices. I could go on and on, but I'm going to let them speak much, much more. Let's just say I love their project. I'm going to call it a project because that's kind of how I see it, their show. Because if we want to live long and free and sustainably on our land, this is what we've been talking about, right? Having an energetic connection with it and the plants we grow is essential. That's what we're going to be eating. So that makes sense. Are you ladies with me?
We are here. Hey, Vic.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So they're going to be with me for the entire hour. So I encourage you to call in with questions for Bo and Vicky as you're inspired. And the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And before we get started, ladies, I want everyone to know that I'm going to be posting Bo and Vicky's show and contact info on my program page at bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. And just FYI, that's what I'll do for all my guests who have project summaries, handouts, just things to share. I'm going to post them on my page. And the reason Bo and Vicky are my guests today is because they asked. So if you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to me via my BBS program page. That's kind of the portal, bbsradio.com/connect with Kelly. And here's a suggestion. make your request personal, heart-centered, not canned. If you send me an impersonal, boy, I've got tongue-tied today. If you send me an impersonal request that's clearly being sent far and wide to as many show hosts as possible, I'm going to ignore it. So I want to feel you. I want to feel your passion, as if you actually want to connect with me and my listeners. And I'm not trying to be cold or callous, but this show is about making personal connection, not getting, free airtime. So I hope that makes sense. I do want to note that up in 2 weeks, Saturday, May 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time, I'm going to have Q as my guest for that hour. And time permitting, we may take phone calls. My only request on that show is any caller questions be project related or about the creation process. So that's going to be fun in a couple of weeks. But right now, Bo and Vicky are with me, and I'm so excited. I've been excited for ever since I've known you guys were going to be on, because I feel like I'm going to call it your project because I can't think of anything else to say. I feel your project is kind of multifaceted. You have a show, Down and Dirty, with Bo and Vicky, and that gives you the opportunity to share your lifelong passion for sharing your knowledge and your experience about the benefits of, like just regenerative gardening and sustainable living. And I was trying to figure out how to kind of get this show started. So I thought maybe you would like to start by sharing a quick show summary, or you could start by sharing a little bit about your backgrounds first. I feel they go hand in hand, so I'll let you decide how you'd like to start and who wants to take the ball.
Go for it, Vicky.
Lifelong passion that you just mentioned as definitely a root for this show that Bo invited me to be part of, which I am very grateful. My lifelong passion has been digging in the dirt, gardening, growing plants, learning the cycles of life through the plants on this earth, and especially in the region that I've been born and raised in. It's such an amazing connection that I think every soul on earth will benefit from if they just give themselves a little bit of time to be silent and walk in the earth with no distractions and just pay attention to what is being shown freely and so generously from the plant life on this planet. And I was born in the city of trees, Boise, Idaho. And trees are definitely my plant totem. I know Bo always calls herself a tree hugger. I guess I kind of am too, but I don't necessarily hug them, but I do talk with them and listen to them. So I just, it's kind of interesting to start from a beginner's mind of gardening because it's so integral to my being that I've really pondered the beginner's mind of gardening. And that is really fun to think that we may be, no pun intended, planting seeds in other people's
Ah, good
consciousness
one.
to really just give yourself a little bit of time. It doesn't take long to really get in sync and in tune with what's going on in your backyard, in a park, by the river, in the mountains, on a hike, you name it. It's really, really important. And nowadays, with all of the tech that we're wired into, it's even more important now. I'll leave it at that for now.
Thank you, Vicky. That was beautiful. I
You're
love
welcome.
the imagery of the seed planting because that is so that goes for so many things, but in particular,
Yes.
the beginning gardener. That's beautiful, and I do want to chat about that a little bit down the road here, but I'll let Bo go.
Hey, that rhymes. Aha. First of all, Kelly, I have to say that Collective Soul is one of my all-time favorite bands. And I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of seeing them in person. My goodness, it is literally a spiritual experience.
Yeah,
Anyway, that
they
aside,
really are
yeah, they're at it. Yeah, I
amazing.
encourage everybody to, like you said, seek out their music. It's amazing. For me, I grew up in Southern California, and it was quite a while ago. So at that time, there were still some open spaces in California, and we used to take our Doberman to a field that was down the street and around the corner from us. It was huge. It was like a meadow, and just let her run. And my brother and sister and I would collect wildflowers, and my mother taught us the names of them. And my mother was also, she was born and raised in Germany. And she grew up during World War II, where they didn't have a lot. They couldn't go down to the store and buy stuff, so they made their own medicines and they grew their own food. So that's the background I grew up with. Plus, my father, he grew up in Missouri and then in Illinois. And my grandparents, his parents always had a beautiful garden. So I grew up with that as well. Then I'll refer back to my childhood in Southern California. We were always either at the beach, in the mountains, out in the desert. We were always taking drives and going camping. Every month we would camp, even in the winter, because you can there. So that instilled within me the love for nature that has never left me, no matter where I've lived, no matter what I've done. I've always been able to seek out, like Vicky said, even a park, a city park, even your backyard. I don't have the luxury right now of having a backyard, so I have a little patio space, and I bring all the plants I can in. I feed the birds, I feed the feral cats. Just having that connection with nature is integral into assisting me in being in my heart space. And, I know Q has talked about that for a really long time, about just going out and being in nature. And as Vic said, leave the tech behind. If you want to take pictures, get a camera. Don't take your phone. Just leave it all behind. And then, as far as how this project, as you're calling it, I never considered it that until you mentioned that to me, that this is a project. A little over a month ago now, I believe, Q was talking to somebody who called in, and she was talking about the copious amounts of tomatoes that she harvests when once she grew a garden, and how an old timer taught her how to can. And Q piped in and said, "I've been thinking about starting a radio show on canning and herbs, et cetera, et cetera." And he said, "I'm kind of looking for somebody that's really inspired to do that." So I was writing him an email before the show was over. I believe it was PRQ that day, and saying, "Q, pick me, pick me." That was on a Saturday. I sat with it all day on Sunday, and Monday or Tuesday, I was on the phone calling Don and Doug and getting all the information on how to start a show. I just felt that inspired. However, I did not want to do it alone. And I was trying to think of who could I ask to be a co-host. And Vic and I have known each other, I don't know, Vic, 15 years or so now. And we've had tons of adventures, as we've spoken of on our first couple of shows together. We've gardened together, we've hiked together, we've done all kinds of fun and crazy things together, canned together. And I thought, what better person, one of the best friends I've ever had in my life, so dear and dear to my heart. So I called her up, and here's the crazy thing too. We had been talking for the past few months on how We would like to be able to help more people and reach out to a bigger audience than having somebody come to your house and teach them how to make botanical lotions, or teach them how to can or make sourdough bread one-on-one, or even a couple people. And lo and behold, BBS supplied that for us. So it's been, we've only had a couple shows, but it's been a blast. And I encourage anybody that has a skill that they want to share with the world, contact Don and Doug and ask them how to get something started. I'll leave it at that.
That's fantastic. I second that emotion about just that kind of what I'm inspired to do what regarding the show. But you know, I kind of really want to just open that up just a smidge more about inspiration, what it feels like. I shared that on my show, I think the first show, maybe the second, I can't remember now, but it was just this knowing. It was, there was no doubt, no deliberation. It was just a knowing that I'm gonna do something. It's gonna be on the radio. I for a brief second I was like, ah, but it was just like nanoseconds. It didn't last long because I just knew. I just knew. So is that how it was for you, Bo? Does that ring a bell for you?
Let's put it this way. When Q said, "I'm looking for somebody that's inspired," it was like the 4th of July was going off in my heart. How's that?
That's so good. And then once you are inspired, I'm gonna only speak for myself and allow you to do that too. It's like you just start, your feet start hitting the floor and you start running and you can't, you just can't stop yourself. Is that how it was for you?
Yes, and also when you're inspired and in that heart space, it's like the synchronicities all boom, boom, boom. They just keep lining
Yeah.
up. And
Yes.
I called Vicky and I asked her, and she said, yeah, there was not even a hesitation, right, Vic? Right, Vic? Vicky?
Me? Vicky.
Yeah, you.
I
Vicky
just
clearly
said. wants to be she wants to be a star, a radio star. That's what it was.
Oh, there. Well, I just said yes because of who was asking me. Mainly, I had no idea about kind of what was involved, but I knew that working with Bo, because we had a Gurus of Gardening class here several years ago, and we just had a blast with that. We had people come over to my yard, and we so it was an automatic yes. And then I wrote out this whole thing this morning of how I make a decision to get involved
Oh,
in
good one. Yeah.
things. So I'm pretty impulsive a lot of the time, but I also know Bo really well. And so that was a no-brainer. Yes, let's see what we can create. Let's see where it takes us. So yeah, that was easy. That was an easy yes. Thanks, Bo.
So it sounds like, Vicky, it sounds like your heart center kind of overrode the impulsivity. Is that what that was? It was like you're just going to listen to your heart, and your heart was leading you.
Absolutely. And many times in my experience, when the heart does lead, it's a quick flash and not super loud. And then our mind and our ego and everything, oh, but what? And the worry and doubt, and that, oh my God, I don't know anything about this, or oh, what's it gonna cost me? Or, all these different things will come in to override that first initial impulse of the heart. And that, I think, is really important for us all to pay attention to and learn from, because the heart never really steers us wrong, but we make stories around why that impulse can't be trusted, and all, the whole dialogue that goes on. Self-doubt, worry, am I good enough? Everybody else is doing the same thing. Why would I be any different? All these things.
Right, for sure. And that's just mind energy. And I love what Q says,
Yes.
that knowledge comes before feeling. So you know it, and then it's just this feeling of heck yes. It's just a hell yes. If it's a hell yes, then go. And if you get a hell yes, you know that's it. You don't just put aside all the mind energy and just keep going, because that's the clue right there. That's beautiful. I love that. As you guys were sharing your shares, just kind of the coalescing, the main nuggets I received from both of you speaking is, it's this, your desire for your gardening, your passion for playing in the dirt and being, growing plants, digging. It's that connection with, I want to say earth, but it's more than that too for me. I made my own garden 3 years ago, and so this will be the third season for me. So it's a connection with the space. It's a connection with plants. It's a connection with source, and it all interconnects and it's all interdependent. But if you bring your love for nature, for the outdoors, it's in that the garden will thrive. And I wonder if you guys could speak a little more about that, because that's what Q is also talking about. If we start growing our own food and grow it with love and care, we take great care, and just they're beings. They are also spirit beings. And if we take great care of them, guess what? They take great care of us and energize and balance our bodies and give us what we need. So if either one of you would like to speak on that, I'd love to hear more.
Okay, I'll go. Go ahead, Vic.
Well, I would just say that the intention of working in the garden and growing plants and nurturing them and paying attention to them and feeding them and watering them and going out and checking on them every day or whatever, it's no different than preparing a meal for your family, because your energy and everything goes into this intention and this time spent. And you can either fill it with anger and, oh my God, what a chore this is, and I don't know, I don't have the energy, or you can fill it with this love, this awareness of that connection that you just described, Kelly. And I mean, the rewards from that bond is, it's what we're all seeking. If we get out of our own way and we just allow those bonds to naturally grow, it's the best relationship you can ever find. Because yeah, these plants nurture us, they feed us, they nurture us, they're colorful, they're full of activity with bugs and pollinators and all kinds of activity around them. It's a real symbiotic thing that we cannot deny.
Absolutely. That is beautifully said. I think it was you, Bo, that was saying your inspiration to create the radio show was because you sounds like you've always wanted to help people, but you wanted to help more people. So I guess kind of bring your experience, your journey, your just all of the above to a wider audience. So what do you want the listeners who are hearing this to glean from the information you present, whether it's on your program page or the stuff that you present on your radio show? What in particular, it's probably not one thing, but how do you feel it will help more people, and what do you think, what would you like them to glean from all of it in a nutshell?
No, that's a loaded question.
I
That's a lot. When I first went to college, I went because I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. And shortly thereafter, I got married and everything changed. But I've always had that heart that I wanted to teach and to bring information to others. And then it wasn't until my 30s that I really got super interested in plants, in that I went back to college and I got an associate's degree in horticulture, just because I grew one tomato and one zucchini in very sandy soil in Redondo Beach, California, and I got a ton of fruit off of both of them. And I was really, that really inspired me. I weeded, I fed, I did what I knew what to do at the time, and they rewarded me in a big way. And so, long story short, I got my degree in horticulture, and then I moved to Idaho, and then I became a master gardener. And part of the master gardener program is being a volunteer. And so you volunteer in various ways through the program, again, teaching, and then also through the Idaho Extension Office. Once I started gardening on my own, I had so many vegetables. My neighbors shuttered their doors when they saw me coming with a basket of food. I took a class called Food Safety Advisor, which is actually on home preservation, and it teaches you how to teach others. So I've always had that in mind. So with the radio show, there's those things that I want to bring to people, but also, excuse me, a frog has got my throat this morning. Q's been talking about homesteading and being free on your land. And that's been a dream of mine since I've been in my 20s, is to have my own land and to be free on it and do whatever I wanted to do, to live sustainably, to not only not, excuse me, one moment, please, not only not harm the earth, but to bring forth life abundantly. And through my experience and Vicky's experience, we've learned how to do that. And just to be able to assist other people. Okay, so here's the thing. You get your homestead, got land, now what? How's that? We're not going to just talk about gardening. We're going to talk about canning and making your own medicines. And we have a lot of, that we're going to bring forth. We're going to talk about electroculture and permaculture practices. I'd like to bring in alternative building materials and how to maybe make a straw bale house or a cob home. So living on the land and being free on it for me is huge. And having that, again, that symbiotic relationship with the land that you're living on, with everything around you. A good illustration for me is the Ringing Cedars of Russia series, the Anastasia books, and her Kin's Domain. I don't know if you're familiar with those, Kelly.
Familiar, yeah.
But to grow what you love, when you love what you grow, it loves you back, and it provides you not only with sustainable food, but it nurtures your spirit as well. So I'll leave it at that for right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that kind of dovetails with what Vicky said about meal prep. It's anytime you put love into anything, it energizes and loves back. I feel that with a lot of things. So I want to kind of launch off the homesteading. It's such a beautiful imagery, and I know that's where we're headed. I know that's what, I can't say all, but we there's so many of us that long to live free on our land and live sustainably. But then, let's meet the peeps where they are, right? There's people listening that are brand new to gardening. They've never, maybe they live in a walk-up in New York or, just suburb somewhere of Nowhereville. Where do they, they're asking, so great, that's super great. Where do we start? I have minimal to no land or anywhere to plant. How do I start? Do you have any suggestions in that respect?
I'll go with that one. I live in an apartment building and I do have a tiny little patio, and in front of my kitchen window is a ornamental pear and a nine bark, which is a big, beautiful bush. And I plant everything in pots. I plant tomatoes, I have all of my herbs, chives. I've planted lettuce, greens. I have mint. You can do it if you have, like you said, a walk-up. If you have a time, even if you have the fire escape on a walk-up, you could put a couple pots out there. Put some pots in your window. That's how you can start. You can start small. I've had an acre of land years ago, but now I don't. I've had community garden spaces, but I don't this year. So put things in pots. Again, if you just even have, even if you just plant some flowers because you love flowers, plant some flowers. Vicky just wrote a beautiful article that's on BBS about pollinators. Plant some flowers that will attract pollinators. It start small. And actually, if you listen to our last show, you start small and you don't want to start big anyway, because if you do, if you start small and are successful, you will be more encouraged to, here's a pun, grow your garden bigger the next year. So starting small, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, so I would say, start with what lights you up. You want a tomato, grow a tomato plant. You want basil, grow basil plant. Whatever it is that sounds good, that you really want to love on and have love you back, that's a good way to start. When I started my garden a few years back, my friend and I, you mentioned Master Gardener, but we sought out the Master Gardener program in my area, and I know they're all around, Master Gardener programs. And they taught us so much about my particular zone. And I don't know if maybe you could speak about zones just briefly, but all geography, they've been broken into zones, and my growing season's only probably 90 to 100 days. It's very short. So I had to kind of learn what I could grow in that short period of time. But that's a really good way to start to learn. If you do want to learn, like you said, there's volunteers that do seminars, and we had one at the local expo center here, and we just showed up, and they had a handout, a pamphlet, and that's a really, really good place to start. And also, check into your community gardens, see if you can just grab a little corner of space in a community garden. So those are some suggestions. But the Master Gardener program is really amazing. I don't know who would like to maybe say more about that.
Well, I would like to chime in on the first question that Bo was just talking about, that I think it is helpful if you have kind of a desire to get started. Meet your neighbors, and you can share your desire with people that you see every day. Hey, are you interested in maybe exploring our ability to co-garden on our patios, or the fire escape, whatever. I mean, you can start that small or just in a neighborhood. I already garden, and then do you garden? And maybe we can plant more of this so that we have enough to what do you call it?
Share barter.
Well, to share, to barter, and to preserve. And so there's, I think it's really important. And that's why Bo and I are doing this, because we want to share all the different possibilities that we've encountered, and also to help create new ones. And my mantra really for years has been bloom where you're planted. You don't have to change a whole lot in the immediate. You just have to start. And the other thing is, don't be afraid to start, because this is an experiential endeavor. There's no right or wrong. Seeds know what to do when they're given the right opportunity and the right, So it's just about not being afraid and also exploring your desire and sharing it with other people. That's why we're doing this.
So
So
Kelly,
good.
to address what you were saying about the zones, in our last show, which was last Sunday, we talked about how to plan a spring garden. It's actually doesn't have to be spring, can be omitted. And then I promised in the show that I would write an article, sort of a synopsis of everything we talked about, which I did, and I wrote the article. It's on BBS. You can go to our page or even BBS's front page. So you can go to bbsradio.com or you can go to our page, bbsradio.com/down and dirty. And our article, that article will be there. At the very bottom of the article, there's actually a USDA plant hardiness map at the bottom, and it shows all the different zones. It's kind of small. But within that article, there is a link to go to the website to find out what zone you live in. Like you said, Kelly, you have about 100 days of growing season. I learned how to garden when I was in Southern California. It's much longer there. So it all depends on temperature, basically, and if you have frost or not. In the South, they probably never stop gardening. I know Vicky lived in Mexico for a while, so she can speak about gardening down there. So it is very important to know how long your growing season is, because if you go to a reputable garden center, they will bring in plants that will fit the zone you're in. And there's always very helpful people in the garden centers who are more than happy to assist you in determining what you can grow and where. Yeah, that's what I found too. The local area is catered to that. And the seed packets too. They tell you everything, how, all the how far apart to plant them, how many, all of that.
Did you
So
read my article?
I did not, but I will.
It
But I
sounds
you know
like you
what?
did.
You I just I know some things. I do know some things. But you mentioned Southern California, and we have Chris on the phone. He's from Southern Cal and wants to talk about avocados. Chris, are you
Yummy.
there? Chris, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Ah, yes.
Can
So
you
you
hear
want to
me?
know about avocados. We can hear you.
Yeah, what just to give you a quick by the way, Kelly, I have really enjoyed your show, and I really enjoyed with listening to you with Q a couple weeks ago. I've
Wow, thank
replayed
you.
that many times, and it's just so this resonates really well for my wife and I, because that's kind of you covered lots of questions and topics that are just so pertinent to where we're at. And so thank
Thank
you
you,
so much.
Chris. Thank you.
I just wanted to, I live in a farming community in Southern California. It's a big avocado area, citrus, et cetera. And right now we're on about 3.5 acres here by accident. And I'll tell you, it's because we've been standing up to our civil servants and holding them accountable to the law. And so we found ourselves kind of in a camping situation here on our land, patented land here. We had to move out of our home up in the mountains, about an hour and a half from here, because anyway, I didn't want to get I'm sort of here by accident, and I just wanted to call in and describe to you, if I could, a situation. We're right near an avocado grove, and I go there with my dog to walk them, and found ourselves having fun looking at the possums that are all, you know, made their homes inside the little sort of these old avocado trees, and there's just tons of them that fall on the ground. And so I've been picking them up because I just think it should be a crime to waste fruit. Anyway, so I've been collecting them so much. I go around to the neighbors in this area and found lots of, it's like a paper route. And I just drop off bags of avocados to make a long story short. And
from that is so cool.
And I do it. Just let me tell you, this is just because it's fun. You know, I mean, I didn't had no intention for this to develop into anything. But as the weeks went by and I'd been dropping them off, now I'm getting lemons and limes and all kinds of services and things. People are reciprocating because they just see these avocados every week or whatever on their doorstep. You know, I don't ring their doorbell or anything. I just leave them there and they know where they're coming from. So, there's so many that I can't keep up with it. And so I start thinking about, you know, all the citrus and everything around here and all the waste, all the fruit that just rots on the ground because people aren't taking care of it and everything. And so I start, my wheels start turning and I think, well, what could we do, like a, not a business so much, but a service where, you know, you help out these people and their private residences and their homes to take better care of their produce. And so anyway, I just throw that out as an idea, Kelly, of, you know, wonder what we could do with that idea, because it's a lot of fruit. Let me tell you, it's thousands of avocados that I'm collecting. And I can collect a whole grocery bag, you know, which is really heavy, you know, in about 10-15 minutes. So so anyway, we're really enjoying just the whole homesteading thing. And my wife and I were just trying to grow everything. And like you said, we just get started. We're sort of failing forward. Everything's sort of by accident, it seems. But it's all just, I'm just in seventh heaven. I love this. I'm just taming the land, getting the weeds out. Wood chipper, I just got arrived. Now I can get rid of my piles. And then there's three horses across the fence there that I can collect all the manure. And so we're kind of making soil and just it reminds me of that movie, The Biggest Little Farm. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's amazing for a process to do what we're doing. And I just appreciate you guys are doing, and sort of throwing something out there. If there's any ideas on what we could do about wasted fruit mainly. And at this point, but I'll have tons of questions for you guys in the future. Specifically on growing stuff and problems and things.
Oh, awesome, Chris. Thank you so much for that insight, because I just spent a couple months in Southern Cal, surrounded by avocado trees. And I had that same feeling, not just avocados, it was oranges and limes, and I was watching them mold on the ground, and it was breaking my heart because it was just endless. And then there's these people walking into the stores and purchasing, you know, produce, fruit from Mexico or Chile or wherever. And it's just asinine. So I love what you're just sharing, because also I noticed there are fruit stands on the roadways, not a ton, but there were a couple. Why not like set something up and have people come? It's like one of those little book stands that you see in the neighborhoods. Just let's just share. Maybe something like that, if we all just created a little fruit stand or whatever stand, and just said, take, please take. And then
like
if we all started
store.
Doing that. Yeah, free store.
Yeah.
I just started doing that.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great, great idea. Great inspiration, Chris. I love that. I really feel what you're saying. I was noticing it too.
That lit me up, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure I know the area you're in, and Kelly, I know where you were staying.
And my parents had purchased some property down there for the purpose of growing avocado trees. It never happened, long story, but my daughter lives in the Phoenix area, and it's the same thing there with the citrus. They live their property butts up against an irrigation canal, and I would take walks along there, and people have tons of fruit trees that go over into, where I could freely pick, and I didn't have any qualms picking it. And you walk through the neighborhoods, and there's grapefruits and kumquat, they're everything just lying on the ground. It is really a shame. And Chris, if I was wearing a hat, I'd take it off to you because you're doing a great service. And if I give you my
Yes.
address, will you send me some
That
avocados?
is so,
Well,
that's a great story.
They may not be perfect though, because they're from the ground.
That's more than okay. The perfect fruit is something that is not really even real. If you grow your own food, if you grow your own food and you pull a carrot out of the ground, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be all curled. It's not going to be straight and perfect like what you get in the store. That's really that mono. That's a from a monoculture, even organic. When you buy organic, it's basically monoculture, and that's not how nature is. That is not a replication of nature. So imperfect is fine with me.
Absolutely. One thing that I've noticed here in Boise is a lot of people are doing sourdough and different things. And I just was walking in my neighborhood, and there's this cute little wooden box sitting right out on the sidewalk to purchase eggs.
Oh, good
I
one.
obviously they I, obviously they've got their chickens in the backyard, and they have a wooden box where you can lift up, get a dozen eggs, and put your money in a little box. And it's so much of this is going on now. These cottage industries that people are doing in their homes and being able to sell these beautiful, made with love, I'm thinking, the sourdough breads and of course the eggs. So I would encourage Chris to see if it's okay to do something like that where you can share with different people who have all this produce. And it's a really good idea to clean up the fruit off the ground, Get it out to the people who will appreciate it.
Yeah, I really love the kicking it up a notch from, I have in I live rural Oregon, and yeah, you see eggs for sale, and but it's we want that green piece of paper for it. And so how do we kick it up a notch? And somebody's got to start it. And Chris, you're kicking it off. Let's kind of start the wave now, and let's just put out free stuff. And then I think what we'll find is people will have their free stuff, and it'll come to you, and then it'll be that place where people will start sharing everything. That's kind of what I envision. How about you guys?
I think that's great, Chris. Another idea occurred to me. If you get enough, and perhaps with your neighbors and friends with the citrus fruit, you can always donate it to homeless shelters or places like that. You've probably already thought of that.
Food banks.
Food banks, yep.
Yeah, he might be
Yeah,
offline.
absolutely.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
Cool.
I was just
Well,
going to say, yeah, absolutely. What really resonated to me was just going out and meeting the neighbors, like you were saying, and that's what I found, and it's just sort of morphed into this thing where, yeah, it's now we have almost a barter system. For instance, one of the guys I deliver a bag about every week and a half to of avocados, he's offered me five of his canary palm seedlings that have just, because they're just growing around on the ground and taking up space, and he wants to get rid of them, and they're kind of hard to dig out. But I love canary palms, and so now I've got five of those in pots, and I'll transplant them eventually. to where I want them to go. But that just came out of the fact that I've made a connection with him and his wife with avocados, and so and somebody else is giving me lemons and limes. Somebody else is letting me use their garbage pickup, believe it or not, for getting rid of my garbage, because we don't have garbage pickup here.
Oh, wow.
They charge $90 a month, they charge, by the
Wow.
way.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. It's just the
Yeah, so getting
options,
away from money is just great.
yeah, the
You're growing
possibilities are
community.
endless.
Yeah,
And growing,
yeah.
I like that, the growing community, but
Growing community.
Also, I listen to how excited he is
I
about just
know.
walking in an avocado orchard, and now what's happened? He's met his neighbors. Now they're trading, they're creating a community around the obvious, but it's not obvious until you take action on it. It's so neat to hear this story.
It's so good. And I know, unfortunately, I could continue this conversation for a long time. I'm coming up close to needing to wrap it up, but thank you, Chris, for sharing that. I think you might have started a movement, a growing community
Yeah.
networking movement. Yeah, go, Chris. That's
Absolutely.
awesome. I love
Thank you,
it.
Chris.
Thank
Thank you.
you for calling.
Yes,
Thank you
thank
for sharing.
you.
Yeah, and your inspiration is catching. It's contagious. I love it.
Very, very much.
So just before we kind of wrap it up, girls, your show airs next Sunday, next Sunday.
Yes,
Yes,
ma'am.
not tomorrow. And is there a specific topic you'll be having on that show?
Well, we are going live for the first time, so we
Oh,
will be
thank you.
taking calls. And as far as a specific topic, I'm going down to Boise next week, so we will probably hone that in, and we'll make sure that that gets advertised. I know Column 17 does an advertisement, and we can also do a headline on BBS on the front page. So I don't know, Vic, what do you think?
Well, we've talked about so many things that we haven't narrowed it down because
Well,
we have so
whatever it'll
many.
be, it'll be amazing. I have no doubt. So please, y'all, tune in 10 a.m. No, what is your it's 4 p.m. Central, right?
Central. Yep.
On
Yep.
Sunday, Station One. You guys don't miss out on that. And I will be posting your show summary, your show information on my page. I'll figure out how to do that. I promise I will. So I just wanted to thank you both for just sharing your heartfelt passion with us today. It's been such a pleasure. And I can't thank you enough for coming on with me. So,
Thank you for having us. Thank you for
yeah.
having us. And our show is called Down and Dirty
Yes.
on BBS
Yes.
Radio.
Yeah. So tune into that. Tune into my conversation with Q on May 10th at 10 a.m. Central. Next up is Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia. You can't miss that. I want to thank BBS, everyone listening. Just see you all in 2 weeks. It's going to be this the momentum we have, you guys, is just palpable. I love it. And I can't wait to be with you all in 2 weeks. So beautiful day, beautiful Q day.
Thank you so much,
Bye.
Kelly. Love you. Bye,
Love you
everybody.
guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Get
Thank you.
growing.
Thank you, Don.